This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's the final story of the show coming up in just a couple of minutes. But of course, if you've been tuned in since 12 o'clock today, the question that we've been asking is about management. And what aspect do you think is most important when it comes to management? Is it that they are openly communicative? Is it that they are tech savvy? Is it that they have age and experience? Or is it something else, something vastly different? The numbers that we have so far, we have around 150-something votes. And it's pretty clear.
Yeah, 77.7% for open communication, so 80%. 9.6% for tech savviness, 8.3% for age and experience. And we have another message. This is from Apala, who says honesty. I guess honesty goes under open communication in a way.
And which kind of is interesting that age and experience is, you know, looked at 8.3%. For the longest time, that was seen as one of the biggest drivers of what makes a good manager. People who have been in the job for a long time, you know, they've done all of the things. But that in today's time has clearly shifted somewhere else. Walter has just piped in as well. Thanks, Walter. He says empathy.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, people on Instagram have also agreed with empathy, including Wei Yi Lim 95, empathy and communication, and Ni Wong CM. Also, Jeffrey Fung 1 and Roberto Caleja say open and clear communication or open communication. Ralph Yu says change management. And Mel YB Denham says no micromanaging bosses.
Oh, there you go. Mm. Right, final story of the day. Do keep the votes coming in, though. We still have a few minutes. You've got around 10 minutes or so. And this is the final story about remote working and watching the world go through a major shakeup. It is redefining what many of us need and want from our careers. This is from the BBC. So as the travel and aerospace industries began crumbling at the start of the pandemic, a bunch of people were grateful to have clung onto their jobs. This is about a girl, starting off with this girl called Miranda. And just a few months later, she put herself forward for redundancy and began signing up with recruitment agencies because she says she had a wake-up call that she needed a change. She just kind of stayed there because that's where she was and was well paid. She said the job wasn't terrible, but it wasn't what she loved. Mm. And it's no secret that COVID has cost millions of people their jobs and their livelihoods. But the pandemic is also having an impact on a growing number of people like her who had the fortune of keeping their position. So despite the privilege of relative job security, many young professionals across countries and industries are deciding to change companies, to switch sectors, retrain, or even set up their own business. We're seeing a lot of this happening right now. There's a survey that happened across the UK finance industry. It says that more than 4 in 10 currently employed workers are thinking about moving jobs. Just let that sink in for a second. Research from Sweden indicates 7 in 10 IT specialists would consider new opportunities, and a wider US poll of job seekers, both workers looking for new roles and people who were already unemployed, showed 6 in 10 were open to changing careers completely during the pandemic. Now, during a time of such economic uncertainty, why are so many skilled professionals open to fresh experiences? And the answers could give us a lot about how our career needs are shifting as a result of COVID-19 and how to be happy at work in the future. So there's this guy called Richard Alderson. He's the founder of Global Career Change and Career Shifters. And he says a shock to the system often causes people to reassess things in their life, of course. And before the pandemic, some of this guy's clients were people going through major life events like a bereavement, a breakup, or even an age-related milestone. Mm. Now, this jolt of the pandemic has caused more and many of us to ask fundamental questions about our life choices and whether or not these align with our core values. This girl, she was coaching and advising entrepreneurs from all over the world, and then she just woke up one morning and says, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to do what I want to do. You know, and there's this huge shift, and they say, millennials, but what they really mean by that, Christine, as we all know, is younger people when they put everybody under millennial.
Yeah.
Younger
Thank you.
People. They are known for prioritizing purpose over paychecks. And we're seeing this happen more and more, you know. And this trend has done nothing but accelerate since this crisis began, with research suggesting that people are now seeking out training to go in new direction, you know. It's leading people to feel gratitude if they're in a role that does bring purpose and joy. But for those people who aren't finding purpose and joy, they're giving up what they're doing. And it could be something as simple as buying and reselling plants, as we've heard this morning, you know.
Yep.
Somebody who's had a high-profile job and is just like, no, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to do something simple and fulfilling. And I've spoken to people back home who, you know, have been in very high-paying banking jobs, and now what they are doing for their enjoyment is they are becoming full-time gardeners in the UK. They're doing things like tree surgery, and these things that you looked at as a kid or as you looked at as you were growing up and enjoyed it because it has a purpose, it has meaning, and you're getting your hands dirty and you can actually see change, you know, and this is becoming much and more popular.
Yep.
And especially amongst the younger generation, who are now like, look, I don't necessarily need a huge paycheck. I want to do something that has meaning, that has purpose, and I can see change from. You often cannot see that when all you're receiving is a paycheck at the end of a month. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know what you've done to achieve that. You know, nowadays it's like, okay, I've planted these plants, I've planted these vegetables, I've cut this grass or whatever. I can physically see what I've done and my worth I can see, and that's what I am worth. Mm. And this is what's happening.
I mean, on the flip side, looking at like how companies, you know, do their workflows and sort of manage people, they have to change as well, right? It would be weird if during the pandemic, companies themselves didn't change their style. Like, imagine if you knew about a company here, like locally, who didn't implement work from home, who didn't use Zoom, who didn't allow for employees to stay at home and be safe and stuff because they stuck to the old norm, quote unquote.
Yeah.
That would be equally weird than, you know, having people sort of reevaluate their life. It has to work on like 100%, like an organizational basis as well.
Very quickly, just before we do wrap up, I know somebody personally who has very recently quit a job and they, because they were unhappy with how things were being done and they have moved to another company, the company that they've moved to have not let anybody work from home during the entire pandemic. So they've gone from one thing to another, but what they have moved to is something that they feel more passionate about. So I don't know, you know?
It's not from the frying pan to the fire kind
it's,
of...
It's something completely different.
Okay.
But anyway, final numbers on the voting for the poll for the management thing. So we started off with asking you the question of what aspect do you think is most important when it comes to management? Clear answer.
Clear
open
answer.
Communication.
Yep, open communication, and it's followed really far by tech savviness.
All right, that's what we led with. That was the story. Story number two.
We talked about communication with remote work.
Story number three is, has the meaning of work changed? The answer clearly is yes. People want to feel more from what it is that they do. Thanks for tuning in today, of course. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. But don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's a Breakfast Grill replay. EconFrame opened their doors to the public markets in Malaysia with an IPO that was 40 times oversubscribed. The metal door frame manufacturer has strong margins and substantial order book. It's a supplier to some of Malaysia's biggest property players, including Gamuda, SP Setia and IJM Land, amongst others. But how has COVID affected EconFrame's business, and what does the future hold for the company? Lim Chin Hong, the managing director of EconFrame Berhad, he came on the Breakfast Grill this morning to share more details about that. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.